Let's start with the first two measures. Here is what they sound like. Right hand, I'm playing the B and D that are on either side of middle C. And for this, I'm using my first and third fingers. Left hand, with this, we're playing the G below middle C with our second. So all of this hits together. Then right hand, play your B and D again. Then we'll play it one more time, but the left hand will add in the D below the G it just played using its fifth finger. Then right hand, play your B and D again. One more time. And then we will hit it again, and the left hand will play the G under its second finger again. Then we go to the second measure, where we start off with this. Right hand, this is middle C with our second, and the D above that with our third. With this, the left hand is playing the F sharp below middle C, which should be right underneath its third finger. These hit together. Then right hand, play your C and D again. And after this, right hand, play a G under your second finger by yourself. From there, you will play the A, which should be under your first finger. So that's the A below middle C. You'll play this along with the right hand play in the C and D again. And then right hand C and D, C and D, C and D. So from the beginning, we have this. And you can see the right hand is just keeping beat for us with one and two and three and. So we're in 3/4 time and the right hand is playing eighth notes. Now let's take a look at the next two measures. For measures 3 and 4, we do this. Now you can hear the right hand is keeping the C and D together. For the third measure, because these are eighth notes and we're in 3/4 time, it will be a total of 6 times. The left hand will start off though with the F sharp below middle C, which should still be underneath its third finger. It plays this with the right hand's first two C and Ds. Then right hand play your C and D again. And then after this, left hand play the G above the F sharp you just played with your second. From there, you go to the A with your first, and at this point, the right hand will play the C and D again. Then left hand play the D below the A you just played using your fifth finger, while the right hand plays its C and D again. Then left hand move up to the E above the D you just played with your fourth. Right hand play your C and D again. And then left hand play the F sharp under your third finger, while the right hand plays its C and D again. So left hand, you have the notes F sharp, G, A, D, E, F sharp. For measure 4, the right hand went back to the B and the D using the first and third fingers, just like it did in the first measure. Left hand is playing the notes G and then D. And that is the G that's under your second finger, and then the D beneath that with your fifth. That G in the left hand hits with the right hand's first B and D, stays down, and then right here, when the right hand plays the third B and D, the left hand will play the D under its fifth. These hit together, left hand stay down, right hand play your B and D 3 more times. And that's measures 3 and 4.